Highland Radio Sport, live from the Dubai duty-free Irish Open in Ballyliffin, with Audi Sligo, your authorised Audi dealer for the North West. Find out more at audisligo.ie.
So it's the first round today and we're going live to Oisin Kelly, who's down live as we speak in Ballyliffin. Good morning, Oisin.
Yes, Lee, and just before we start looking at this first round of the Dubai duty-free Irish Open, we can confirm that the road between Buncrana and Burnfoot is now open following that accident yesterday. It's been confirmed that the road, which was closed overnight, has now opened. So it means the traffic coming from the Letterkenny direction, if they want to come to Ballyliffin through Buncrana and into Clonmany and that side of Inishowen, the road is now open. And there is, of course, the route on the other side as well, coming in from the Muff Quigley's Point and into Carndonagh route. That road is also open. So all roads open in the direction of Ballyliffin, and once again, spectators and fans, if they are coming this direction to watch the golf today, give yourself loads of time. But we do expect to see the biggest influx of people in and around lunchtime today, because that is when Rory McIlroy will be starting his first round. He's due to get underway at around about 20 past one today, but the first marquee group, if you want to call it, in round one involves John Rahm, the defending champion, Graham McDowell and Rafa Cabrera-Bello. That's the first of the big groups to take to the course, and they have just started their opening round. There was a more relaxed atmosphere here yesterday, Lee, for the Pro-Am, but we're definitely down to the serious stuff today, because there's a prize pool of around €6 million up for grabs. There's world ranking points, and for some, there is three open qualifying places up for grabs this week as well, as Donegal. The Donegal Links course hosts the Irish Open for the very first time. Sporting history once again been made in Donegal this week. The weather conditions today are going to play a part. We had the glorious sunshine yesterday for Pro-Am, and it was very warm, particularly in the afternoon, and it's really set Ballyliffin off in all its glory. But it's a different story today, because we got up early this morning at 6 o'clock and we looked out the window, and the clouds were lying low on the hills. It was damp, it was gloomy, there was grey clouds in the sky, but it is to clear up later on. The course is damp at the moment, and that certainly is going to play a factor on how the players are taking on the course in round one. A short time ago, Ballyliffin Club Pro Gareth McCausland came down to the media centre and joined me, and he of course is a guy that knows this course very, very well, and Gareth was explaining to me how the conditions are now going to affect the playing surface for these golfers as they head out to tackle their opening round.
The greens will be a lot softer, but the rough's going to be a lot, you know, with the wet rough it makes it a lot harder to play. So anybody who's not found the fairways off the tee, watched a few guys hit off the first there. I see John Rahm just away to the 10th tee there. So any guys missing the fairways early in the morning, it'll be tough to get out of. You know, it really drags the club in and it can be tight. But the greens will be a lot softer for the guys this morning, so they'll get a bit of hold. I seen it yesterday afternoon, it got very bouncy, and hopefully by the end of the day today, when the sun comes back out, the course will firm up again very quickly.
Yeah, so it makes it tougher for the players, but from a spectator's point of view, it's going to make it a lot more interesting, is it?
I think it does make it slightly tougher for the players because off the tee, if they don't hit the fairways, but it makes it a lot easier for them being able to hold the greens, because if they get a wedge in their hand, the greens will hold. Where yesterday afternoon, I seen some of the guys hitting wedges under the greens and the ball bouncing off the back edge. So I think scoring this morning could be good for anybody who's quite accurate off the tee, but it'll be tough for anybody who's not.
Who's these conditions going to suit then? Who's the guys that's going to be accurate off the tee? And do you feel
it's the guys who just go ahead long off the tee with an iron. You know, they don't have to take driver out. They can get irons off the tees and get them on the fairway. John Rahm out there this morning, I fancy him maybe to shoot 6 or 7.
Right.
It'll suit his playing style. He's very accurate off the tee.
Yeah. What about the afternoon then? Come Rory, because I know you're a Rory man. You know the McIlroy family very well. So you do. Last week in our preview, you tipped Rory. Conditions will probably change by the time he starts at 20 past one. But if John Rahm's out of the blocks very early, Rory's going to have to chase him down quite early too.
Rory seemed to be hitting the driver very well yesterday. He seems to hit the driver straighter than any other club in the bag. The way I was watching yesterday, he hit some massive drives. And he seemed to enjoy the golf course yesterday, and he's enjoyed being up here so far. So I think he's very comfortable on the golf course. So I still fancy Rory to win this thing over the 4 days. But I think the players this morning have got a bit of a head start.
That is the Ballyliffin Golf Club Club Pro, Gareth McCausland, speaking to me earlier today about the condition of the course due to the damp conditions that we had this morning, the weather conditions, and he feels that John Rahm is going to be the man this morning that's going to be at the head of the leaderboard, that this is going to suit the Spaniard, and then conditions will change. We expect them to change come Rory's appearance in the first round later in the afternoon. Now, it's very early stages in the opening round, Lee, and already one of the Irish boys is sitting joint top of the leaderboard. That's Graham McDowell, because he's birdied his opening hole off his first round. He is at one under alongside seven other players. England's Matthew Southgate in there. Nicholas Coulthard, Mikko Ilonen, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, who is playing in the same group with Graham McDowell, and also in that group is defending champion John Rahm. Jorge Campello, also Jans Dantrop and Brett Rumford are the players who share top spot. Very early days, they are at one under at the moment as we look at John Rahm, and he has he's powered his opening hole as they now head to the second. They of course started in the 10th, so they're now making their way towards the 11th. So that's the latest. It's very, very early stage. Another Irishman that's involved in action with the early starters is Padraig Harrington, and he says accuracy off the tee will be rewarded this week.
The biggest test is hitting the fairways. Very, very narrow. A lot of fairways, like 24 yards wide type things, dog legs, crosswinds, so it's tough and firm and fast. It's tough to hit the fairway, and that would be the player who gets it in play the most, avoids the bunkers or any of the heavy rough, not necessarily on the fairway all the time, but just keep it out of the real danger stuff, will compete well this week.
Padraig Harrington, who was happy with his practice and hitting well in the Pro-Am yesterday. One other Irishman we're going to keep an eye on, and he's close to the locality. Rory McGee, who's represented Rossapenna, of course, as an amateur. He's a Derry man, and he's due to start his opening round at 9:30 this morning. They go with Scotland's Mark Warren, and Jason Norris from Australia is also involved in that group. And you can, of course, follow the action from the European Tour event, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, across the Northwest on Highland Radio over the next number of days, and indeed online as well at highlandradio.com. And we'll be back very, very soon with another update on the golf front.